Father, bless these words to our hearts in Jesus' name. Turn in your Bibles, please, to John chapter 6. In verse 28, the Word of God says, and by the way, why do I call it the Word of God? Because it is the Word of God. The Word of God is what God thinks. Now, sometimes He tells us what He thinks outright. For example, the Apostle Paul wrote down a lot of what God thought outright. And sometimes He gives us what He thinks in the way of examples from history. That's like the stories that you see in the Old Testament, like the stories of David or some of the kings. And God will tell us about these people's lives and He'll tell us their stories because those stories reflect what God thinks. And we can identify with people's stories. We have our own stories. And we can identify with other people's stories, so He uses that as well. Sometimes He tells us just out of history what He thinks. That's the first chunk of the Bible, is the history books. And God's showing us through history what He thinks. The Bible is all about what God thinks. That's why it's called the mind of God often. The Word of God, the thoughts of God. And so, the Word of God, God tells us. The disciples asked Him, and this is in verse 28 of chapter 6. The disciples asked Him, imagine this, Jesus is walking around with you, you're hanging out with Jesus, and you ask Him, what shall we do that we may work the works of God? What would you think that would entail? What do you think God would say? What shall we do that we may work the works of God? Would you say, God would say, like, be the best you can be? Would you say, always tell the truth and never lie? Would you say, be a perfect person? Would you say, don't ever mess up? Would you say, be very faithful and religious and stuff like that? That's what we would say, but that's not what God would say. God would say, if you want to work the works of God, trust Him. That's it right there. If you want to work the works of God, trust Him. That's what that word believe means. It actually says, believe on Him whom He has sent. What it actually is saying is, trust Him. You want to work the works of God, trust Him. That's a lot different than what we think of. We think, in order to do the works of God, in order to be right with God, I have to be perfect. But that's not the case. God is not requiring, nor is He asking you for perfection. God is not worried about your perfection or your imperfection. Because you don't have to be perfect. If you had to be perfect, you'd be disqualified right away because nobody is perfect. The only perfect person that ever lived was Jesus Himself. So God's not looking for you to be perfect. God's looking for you to trust Him. Believe what He says, trust Him, and then you'll work the works of God. Now, if I want to believe what He said, that's called faith. It's very simple. Let's put it this way. Do you believe what your parents tell you? Generally, I think people would say, yeah. Most kids would say, I believe what my mom and dad tell me. Okay, you ask your mother, Mom, what are we having for dinner? And she says, we're having meatloaf. And you think, I don't think so. We're not having meatloaf. She says we're having meatloaf, but we're not having meatloaf. We're having fish sticks. And I hate fish sticks. Not too many kids hate fish sticks, but you know what I'm saying. That's kind of like that when we don't believe God, when we don't trust God. God says, trust me, I'm telling you the truth. And sometimes we're weird. They say, that's not the truth. No, it really is. It really is. It's the truth. God's not able to lie. Now, we're told that, and we know this is true, God can do anything, right? But there is one thing that God cannot do, and that's lie. God can't lie to you. It's not possible. God is not capable of lying. The reason why is because God is bigger than truth or lie. What comes from God is by definition truth. And so God is bigger than truth because He's the source of truth. And if everything that comes from God is truth, and it is, nothing that comes from God is a lie. So you can trust Him because God cannot lie. Because everything He says, everything He does, everything He thinks is truth. And because that's the case, you can 100% trust Him. The Bible tells us in Romans 10:17 that trusting Him or believing Him, or what the Bible calls faith, comes by hearing the Word of God. What you're doing right now, this builds faith. If you want faith, and you need faith because you're told you got to live by faith, that's the one thing that you need to do to work the works of God is faith. The way you're going to go about getting faith is by hearing the Word of God. And then when you hear it, in Hebrews 4:2, you mix faith with it. In other words, everybody has some faith to start. The question is, what are you going to put your faith in? But you have some faith to start. Take the faith that you have and mix it with the Word of God. It's like this. This is what the picture is. Take some coffee or something like coffee. Back then they didn't have coffee, I don't think. But this is the idea. Take some coffee and put some cream in it. And then you stir it up. And then you can no longer separate the cream from the coffee. Now, they're two separate things, cream and coffee. But once they're mixed, you can't separate them. This is how it works. What it's saying is that what you trust and the Word of God are no longer separable. It's like a little kid and mom or dad tells them something and they know it's true. That's exactly the way it works. That's why it's called a childlike faith in the Bible. God tells you something and you know it's true. God tells you something and you know you can count on it. God tells you something and you know simply that's the way it is, because God's the one who told you. He couldn't tell you if it wasn't the way it is. Because God told you, that's the way it is. God's not looking for you to be perfect. God's looking for you to trust Him. He doesn't want your perfection. He wants your trust. He wants you to believe Him when He tells you something. And the reason is because all your decisions throughout your entire life are going to be made on the basis of what you believe is true. And God is saying in that, if you know that what I'm telling you is true, you will make all the right choices. Because your choices are based on what you believe. And so if you know God's telling you the truth and you know what He's saying, you're going to make the right choices. Now, there is one thing that God does want from you. There is one thing we can give God. We usually look for God to give us things, and that's fine. But there's one thing He asks for in return. And He says in Proverbs 23:26, He says, "Give me your heart. Give me your heart. Give me the way you think and give me the things you care about." I'm not saying give them your teddy bear. I'm saying give them your caring. Make Him first place in your life. Because if you do that, then He's free to give you everything. If you seek first His kingdom, He'll add everything to you. So if you do that, then you give God the liberty. You give God the liberty for Him to give you everything that you need and even everything that you desire because you're putting Him first. It's very important. The mistakes people make in life, and guys, I want you to remember this really well. The mistakes people make in life, the things they learn to regret, come from not trusting God. Every single person who has made mistakes, it came from not trusting God. So Jesus said, if you want to work the works of God, I'm not looking for you to be perfect. You don't have to be a perfect person. If you make a mistake, tell God about it. Don't tell everybody else about it. Tell God about it. And then He forgives you your mistake. And not just forgives you, but helps you with it. So whatever problems you may get because of the mistake, He'll help you fix those. So if you do make a mistake, it's okay. Tell God about it. He's not looking for perfection. He's looking for you to trust Him. Give Him your heart because you trust Him. And then you know that you have everything you need and everything He desires. Not just from you, but also to give you because He desires to give you everything. You understand? Okay, that's it for today.